exercise change.
How do you actually think knowing ourselves and being self-aware can help us to make changes more effectively?
Oh, I think it's really important. It is so important, and I can only speak for myself, I suppose. But I know I'm a person with a short attention span.
Okay.
I've been good, I suppose, at a few things over the years. But the reason I've been good at a few things rather than, I suppose, a master of one is because I can get bored pretty quickly.
Mm.
But that also means I need to set different goals along the way. And it may mean, for example, training at this particular venue on a Monday, training at that particular venue on a Tuesday, with different coaches and different training partners. If exercise sessions for me or training sessions are too long, around that hour mark, I know I start looking at the ceiling. You know what I mean? So I like my sessions to be short, sharp, punchy. I'm in and out. Mm. I can go and enjoy something else. One of my favourite things that I love doing in my spare time is I love hunting, and I love being out there with my dogs on the edge of bad weather, a storm coming in, just sort of on the edge all the time.
Sure.
But it's not something that I want to do every day.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love diving, but once again, it's something I don't want to do every day. It's something I don't want to do every week, but I love doing it every other week. Exercise, I see a little bit different. I force myself to do it some days, and it's one of those things. You might not feel like doing it on a particular day, but you have to do it because it means that I can enjoy all those other things I love doing in my life for a longer period of time, and I can do them better.
Okay.
I can perform them better. It means that me going to work and working for myself or wanting to impress my boss or my business partners, whatever it may be, I have a higher chance of doing that if my mind is clear and I can brainstorm and more ideas come to me because my mind is clear and it's not clogged up with pollution and bad habits and different things like that.
So linking that back to the self-awareness, it's because you know these things and know how they will affect you that you actually continue to do them.
I know myself pretty well and I know what works for me, and for some people they may not know what works for them at this particular time, but they have to get started in order to find out.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you next. Say someone who I guess starts considering themselves more closely and they come to the conclusion that, hey, I don't know that much about myself, especially around this type of stuff, where would some of the first steps be?
Well, there has to be some sort of environment, and an exercise environment is one great way that you can really test yourself, get to know yourself, see what you're like under pressure. I owned a company in Australia called Boot Camps Australia, which I've now sold. But I was always of the belief, and I was probably a bit harder in my younger days, where I'd get a group of about 20 trainers that wanted to be boot camp instructors, and I knew at the end of it I might end up with two or three because the rest of them just wouldn't make it. But you find out a lot about a person, how they cope under pressure, what they're like under stress during a training session. Are they willing to go a little bit harder? And if somebody's prepared to stand there, it all comes back to that walk the talk thing. If I'm wanting to be a boot camp instructor and I'm screaming at him and her to do this, do I do that myself? Am I prepared to do it myself? And I made sure that all my guys walked the walk before they just stood there shouting and yelling at everyone. Hence the reason I'd probably lose about 17 before they even started. But I ended up with the ones that were willing to walk the walk. So I suppose what I'm saying is put yourself in a situation where you can learn what you like under stress, learn what works for you, learn what makes you motivated. When you're under that particular type of pressure, you soon start thinking about things that you love doing, people that you love, and then you'll find a little bit of extra motivation, a little bit of extra energy. It may not be coming to the gym. It might be going and doing a boot camp session, going to spend a day at a military camp and going through one of their courses, or it may be for some people it may be a team debate.
Right.
Yeah, it could be something like that gets their juices flowing, I'm not sure.
So in that environment where we are pushing ourselves and we're testing ourselves, I'm getting that you're saying we learn more about ourselves in those environments rather than just going through the motions of day to day.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And in the context of this, that could just be a really hard gym session where a personal trainer is pushing you.
No, exactly.
You start to find out a lot more about yourself.
Yeah, you do.